Good evening. If you'd like to open your Bibles, start first in the 26th chapter Psalm. Psalms 26. So I've been thinking over the last couple weeks about the idea of being prepared, the idea of being right in your life, being well suited for the judgment day, right? I read here in the 26th Psalm, David starting out, if you'll follow along, starting in verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. For the steadfast love is before, for your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. I do not sit with men of falsehood, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling your wondrous deeds. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not sweep my soul away with sinners, nor my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are evil devices, and whose right hands are full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me. My foot stands on level ground. In the great assembly, I will bless the Lord. So we see here in the Psalm of David, we see a call to the Lord. David is calling the Lord to search him, to try him, to find him faithful. Essentially to look into his heart, to cause him to produce good results, so to speak. To ask God to see how he measures up. Are we willing to do the same? You know, I know it's one thing to understand how we clearly can read. If you go to Hebrews chapter 9, of course we've been exposed to this verse before and read it several times. Hebrews 9:27, just as it's appointed to a man to die once and after, then comes the judgment. We know these are fundamental things in Christianity. We know from a very young age that this life will end. And at the end, we will stand to be judged. Once and for all, righteous or unrighteous. But I have to ask you tonight, somehow does it seem more real that here on the last day of August, last day of July 2019, are we a little bit nervous if it were to happen this hour, this very hour, to lay out before the Lord in total transparency, to say, search me. Here's my life as an open book. I have everything before thee. Go ahead. A couple things to think about. The reality of this life is that you and I do not know when it's going to end. We do not know the hour. It's mentioned in Scripture that the hour is only known by the Father, not even that the Son knows the hour. It will come as a thief in the night. So what's the answer? I think simply, we should remain ready and remain righteous. So if you'll go with me to the Gospel according to Matthew in the 25th chapter, we have recorded for us Jesus speaking a parable parable of the 10 virgins. And we'll read this, all 13 verses. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took up their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will be not enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going out to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We see here in this parable showing the importance of being ready, being prepared consistently. You can take away from the parable that these 5 foolish virgins believed that they had time to get the oil that they didn't have, or one can assume. But they did not have that time. They were not prepared when the time came. Again, verse 13, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We read in 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts honor Christ. The Lord is holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks of you for the reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." That, of course, is talking about your faith and being ready to defend your faith and give an answer for your faith. But again, the concept of being ready, being prepared, remains true. Secondly, remain righteous. So how do we remain righteous? I've had the pleasure a couple weeks ago to end some discussions with the high school age kids. We spent over a quarter in the book of 1 John. And it all got started by us going around the room and talking about what passages within Scripture we hold dear to our hearts that really get us through sometimes when we need to have that little push. I'm sure all of you have them. And I said, you know what? The first chapter of 1 John, first and second chapter, really just I can go there and I know that gives me confidence. But why? Well, go to 1 John there, chapter 1, 5 through 10. "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and the word is not in us." Predominantly in the first couple chapters of this book, we see it. But across the entire book, we see the idea of maintaining a saved relationship, or maintaining a saved condition, or a fellowship, in fellowship condition, if you will, with God the Father. And that is available through what we read here, the propitiation made for our sins, his Son, Jesus Christ. And as we continually walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood continually cleanses us. Go to the second chapter of the book of 1 John. We read further in verse 29, 1 John 2:29. "If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. This idea of righteousness is not a one-time deal. This idea of, and it's continually brought out in this epistle from John, is that it's a continual process. You find later in the third and fourth chapters of this book, this idea of practicing things. Someone who practices lawlessness or someone who practices righteousness. We see that, as we do in James, that this is supposed to be a working righteousness, a working faith, a practitioner of the things that are good. Intentionally walking in the light, proactively practicing righteousness, seeking out things that are good. It's not enough to be not doing bad things. You know, we always talk about, I think the high schoolers are probably upset for me beating this into their brains, but something that resonated with me a little bit later in life that should have resonated sooner was, just because we're not doing bad things doesn't mean we're good people, or doesn't mean that we're righteous. It takes a proactive, takes an intentional type of heart to be righteous. It takes effort. So as we conclude, we look at our lives and we think, well, what if it were to happen tonight? Well, the reality is, we are to maintain a saved type of relationship, a proactively righteous life, 24/7. It doesn't matter that it is or is not the judgment day. Of course, there will be that day that is coming. We know that. But we are to remain prepared always. So tonight, where are you at? Are you in a saved relationship with God? If not, time is not on your side. But if you are in a saved relationship, praise God for that. Have you fallen away? Because that's possibly the case. We learn from Scripture that if we do not maintain the right course, we no longer have fellowship. If you need to start your journey and become prepared, we can help you do that this evening. If you need to somehow be restored to your normal walk, to your walk of life with God and our Savior, whatever your need may be, come forward as we stand and sing.